the Fan Man Podcast. I'm DJ Go.
Chris Davis.
Sean Hogarty.
Happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
Star Wars Day it is. May the 4th
be with you. May the 4th. If you listen to last episode, it's Free Comic Book Day also. So we are again live from the wonderful Hall of Comics.
Westboro, Massachusetts.
Scenic Westboro, Massachusetts.
Hallcomics.com for all your comic book needs. They have a lovely collection of everything from golden through silver through modern. Mm-hmm. CGC signed slabs, variant covers.
Art.
Anything, dollar books, subscription services, anything you could hope for if your comic needs.
Shout out to the boys for celebrating their 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary
tenth
today.
Anniversary.
10 years today.
And you should celebrate and their 10th anniversary by going to their YouTube channel and subscribing to the Hall Live every other Monday. They do a Claim It Now
really
auction.
Cool auction.
Fun way to buy books at great prices.
You know, we've actually been shopping here for 10 years. I remember... Chris, you introduced me to the Hall of Comics on Batman Day 2014.
Yep.
What was that in May? I believe it was sometime in the month.
Because
that was
May.
The first Batman Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the very first Batman Day.
Yep.
Yeah. I apologize. You don't fit on the camera, but we have a weird setup.
Hey, you don't have to apologize. I don't want my face on the camera.
If you want to see a video of Sean, you can go to onlyfans.com/Sean Hogarty.
www.onlysnacks.com.
Onlysnacks.com.
I wear a DJ mask.
There you go. Does the thing with his toes.
It's a DJ mask. It just holds my mouth wide open and covers every other orifice.
What that boy's mouth can do to Hostess.
Have you seen Sean's Halloween costume for this year?
Oh, God.
Ooh, what is it?
He's going as the Dune popcorn bucket.
It's kind of hard walking around backwards.
He's just wearing it on his face.
He's just wearing it.
Nom, nom, nom. Asshole.
This Star Wars Day is kind of cool because it's this weekend is the 20. God, I can't believe I'm saying this. This one hurts.
You are old.
The 25th anniversary of the prequels. Star Wars Phantom Menace came out this weekend 25 years ago. 25 friggin' years ago.
Do you remember where you saw that movie?
Yes. It was the, we went to the Dole Cannery Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you were in
the original, in
Hawaii.
Yep, in Honolulu, Hawaii, the original Dole Cannery was knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up the first ever giant multiplex in Hawaii. So I think it was 14 screens.
Oh,
first time they
deal.
Did stadium seating, Dolby 7.1, all that stuff. You know, nice. Top of the line for 99.
Yep.
And all 14 screens were Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sold out. We skipped school to buy tickets. The best part was the cool thing was, number one, I took my youngest brother, Eli, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought him a Darth Maul shirt at Walmart, cool in the dark, and the Darth Maul plastic lightsaber. So we were on the front page of the paper.
Nice.
But the best part was the guy in the front of the line, we were five or six groups of people back.
Yep.
It was kind of that episode of Big Bang Theory with the Indiana Jones stuff. Yep. And the two guys in the front of the lines had tents and everything, and we were talking or whatever, and they're like, oh, we're stoked. Star Wars tattoos. They hadn't bought tickets yet. And it was all sold out. So they were there for 3 days for nothing. No one told them because the place wasn't even open yet. They opened.
Right.
The first day they opened was for Phantom Menace. It was a midnight. It was cool, man. That was back when movies were events. You don't get that stuff anymore. But
we saw that at the Regal at Salmon Pond.
Okay.
Ironically enough, Mark, even back then, was old like Sean. Did not late night things. He's not going to do any of that stuff. Going out on a school night kind of thing.
Oh, like show.
And I believe it was an 11:30 or 12 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there used to actually be a whole coffee bar in that. There was a whole coffee stand and pastries and everything there. I distinctly remember getting iced coffees at 11 o'clock as we're sitting up against the wall waiting to sit. Because that was the only showing that had tickets left by the time we went.
Yeah, I think the only Regal I've ever done at midnight was X-Men, the original X-Men. I did it at that Regal. Because I think they were one doing a midnight for it, it was definitely one of those things where now especially kids nowadays, every Marvel movie did it, but back then that was in a life event for a lot of people for a lot of us.
Not that this information is going to help anybody listening to the podcast after, but for you gents. The Menden Drive-In tonight, on the two screens, they're doing Phantom Menace on one, and they're showing the Bruins playoff game for free on the other.
Oh, that's killer.
Mm. So you can literally just wander back in.
Bruins playoff game.
Oh, my God. Phantom Menace has aged incredibly well compared to the Bruins.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? It's weird, too, because I remember when it came out, I still remember waiting in line at Walmart when the figures came out at midnight. I remember getting punched in the face over a Lego set.
We can help you relive that.
Do you have the Lego set? If I get to keep the pod racing Lego set in the box, I'll take the punch because that thing's worth about $500 or $600.
If anybody wants a Hoth set, I still have one new in the box.
There you go.
Let me know.
$10.
Good for a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I mean, when that thing came out, it's like, I mean, you had the all, the full might of the George Lucas merchandising machine for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had
spin pop,
bubble blowers, action figures, t-shirts. I mean, it was bubble everywhere. Blowers.
Product tie-ins, all kinds of stuff were going on.
Everything. Remember like the R2-D2 Pepsi coolers?
Yes. I still see them pop up on Facebook.
Yeah. The battle droid that held the 2 liters or whatever, like the, mm-hmm. the carrier.
Yeah. You it couldn't was, escape it. It was literally
it was crazy,
everywhere.
Man. It really was. I'm not gonna, I mean, I saw, I mean, it wasn't, the greatest thing is better. I think it's better now than it was back then. You said, I mean, yes. I don't know if you were joking, but I do think.
No, I think it. I think it aged much better.
It did.
I don't know how much of that is the recent movies kind of tying back into pieces, or they've just expanded the universe enough to kind of grab all those threads.
Yeah, but
I think some of it is the normalization of stuff that was kind of new then, like the CGI effects filling every inch of the frame, the busyness, the like,
which is literally all we watch now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I honestly think that's part of it. When I saw it, I found, I loved the Star Wars music. I loved the scenery. I loved the wipes, like the, you know, the editing and wipes felt like a Star Wars movie, but the utter
Naboo was
that having everything packed, every bit of the screen packed with action because he could, that kind of bugged me.
Yeah, it was busy. There were parts.
Yeah, but it's not so busy anymore.
I could have done without all like the underwater stuff and everything.
Yeah, but Gungans and
that's
know.
Like, you know, looking back on it.
Yeah.
Honestly, and this is not a new take, the only thing that bothered me about it was the fans' reactions to it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's still George's world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's he can do whatever the hell he wants, and your opinion doesn't necessarily make it right.
But it was, you know, it was in the early days of us fully getting into our feelings and opinions matter.
On the internet.
Well, that was
early days.
You know, early days of internet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, culturally now, we spend a lot of time mouthing off about things that...
You're right. It was way better when we just, like, kept people in the closet.
Yeah, and shut the hell up.
Yeah, your opinion didn't. Just
I feel
don't
attacked.
Tell me. Exactly.
No, it was... yeah, no, I mean, but like I said, it was...
We're
it
not
was
attacking. We just ignore.
Yeah, no, it was definitely... like, it was... and that was, I think, like, when... After the prequels came out, that's when you kind of started to get, like, the Star Wars Day stuff. Because that was, like, you know, like I said, it was... Hey, they're shot. It was, like, launch weekend and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, but it just... It did. It really... It kind of changed the whole Star Wars world.
People started appreciating its place in the culture
more.
Yep. Sure.
It was one of those things that we grew up with, we saw when we were kids, and then assumed you were never getting any more because George just walked away.
Yeah.
You know, what? It does feel like it maybe places as a part of the evidence of the bow wave that's led to where we are, where nerdistry and fandom definitely is not what it was in the old days.
Yeah.
Like, you're less likely to get beat up because you like sci-fi or comic books. What do you mean?
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of on the line.
Because this is like a pre-Big Bang Theory world, which really kind of normalized all the stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I think the other thing too is like, but the movies, they did what they were supposed to. You have a whole generation of, you know, younger kids now that are in Star Wars because of those movies. Like, when you go to a con, if Hayden Christensen's there, forget it. The line is 9 years long.
We had to wait for him to get out of therapy and accept the fact that he was Anakin and back to those things.
Except the fact that he was Anakin and a bunch of people really gave him shit for seriously.
It's an interesting phenomenon, right? So Big Bang Theory played a part, but I think it's the advent of the internet.
Yeah.
And you could find your tribe on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's also why Hayden had to disappear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because quite often these tribes should be shot into the sun.
And it wasn't really... Again, I feel attacked.
We were talking about you.
That was a shot across the bow right there.
That Trebuchet plus DJ equals orbit.
That's true. I am one of the bitchy Star Wars fans. So how's it going?
Take a sticker.
Grab a pin.
Are they?
The whole, and we can go back to Phantom Menace. It starts with the Jake Lloyd kid who played Anakin in that.
Yep.
I mean, he just now, like, I think, like, came out of, like, hiding, basically.
Poor Jake had to go into rehab. Like,
and it wasn't his fault. The part was just written horribly.
Yeah.
So going in the Wayback Machine, Sean, this probably doesn't mean anything to you. DJ, this will hit home. They used to do Star Wars weekends mm-hmm. at Disney World.
At Disney, yeah. Yeah, I remember
and
those.
Randomly walk by and there'd be a table with somebody signing. Yeah. And Heather and I met Jake at Disney.
Mm-hmm. Little kids just That's cool.
Pleasant as could be. Nice kid, like as this was going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That poor guy, it took decades for him to come back out.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how shitty the fandom is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little aside, here's a funny story about what you just brought up. So,
yes, you are shitty.
Yes, yes.
And so he's like, I'm the one
and it fits in, No, it fits into what Chris said. It fits into the Star Wars theme of the episode. It fits into the fact that it's my wife's birthday. So,
it is your wife's birthday.
I should be acting, ruining something.
Yeah.
Are you going to make sure she's going to be feeling the fourth tonight?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You open that door, you can. He goes there. You can yeah. fire back, kid.
No. So
knock yourself out.
No doors yes, were
no,
open.
No. Nope, door nope, was nope, kicked nope, wide nope, open.
There's so, nothing to discuss.
Yeah. So we go to the first time we ever went to Disney World was the two of us for our honeymoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
First park we go to was Hollywood Studios, and this is back before I was mm-hmm. like crazy Disney person. I had no idea what I was doing. I bought the DVD, and then I let the website pick my stuff and mm-hmm. whatever we you know, and I found like a generic schedule on.
The DVDs.
The DVDs were awesome.
The DVDs.
So we're let's go to Hollywood Studios first. We get up, you know, we take the bus to Hollywood Studios, and everyone's waiting outside. And we're like, wow, it's busy today. And all of a sudden, like, you hear the Fox fanfare, and a bunch of stormtroopers line the top of the Hollywood Studios entranceway. Yep. Dun, 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 and then you hear like the throne room music from like the end of New Hope.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck's going on? And it's like, welcome to Star Wars Week. And she looks at me. She's like, you son of a bitch. Like, I had no
nothing
idea.
To do with this.
We had no
I had
idea.
No idea. No idea.
Yeah. Nope. Completely like, stumbled on
I know.
It. Didn't know it was a thing.
But since we're here, I'm going to go wait in line and take a picture in the X-Wing and stuff and buy the action figures. And
yeah,
it was dangerous. But that was my first Star Wars Weekend was an accident during my honeymoon. I still get grief for it.
So, I mean, there are worse accidents during your honeymoons.
This is true.
Scenarios.
This is true. Yeah.
There's kids. We can't. But think about, so as much as this was panned, right? 25 years ago, you get the Phantom Menace and the prequels start.
Yep.
Which are universally shit upon, which even to the most ardent person that's going into, like, hater that mm-hmm. you have on these things.
Yeah.
I would still say at its core, it's still worth it for the last minute and a half you get in three.
Oh, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Just I don't care if you don't care about the high ground thing, the whole thing.
No.
Just to get the reveal mm-hmm. when the bed tips into frame, that's...
Yeah.
Well, you honestly, get the breath for, it's worth it all for that. Three redeemed the prequels for me in so many ways. I mean, it didn't fix it, but...
The last quarter of three.
Okay, but that's right. Yeah. That's where I was.
But you needed one and two to get there.
I'll take the last quarter of one against it.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fight in one is worth the whole movie to get to that fight.
Yeah, in the Duel of the Fates, some of John Williams' best work.
It might be the best Star Wars piece of music. It's
I will go so far as to say, without the prequels, you're not getting the Disney purchase.
Oh, that's
course
totally
not.
True.
Of course not. Yeah, 100% no.
Certainly there not at $4 enough, billion, which there wasn't looks enough like for a bargain
which
right
was
now.
Yeah. Paid for before the first movie came out.
Oh yeah,
that, yeah.
But you think about what this has spawned now, right? This is one of the few properties like. It's cute. Like, there are Star Trek conventions. There's conventions for this. There's conventions for that.
Trek.
Blah. Star Wars.
Bite me.
It's adorable. I mean, hotel ballrooms are fun. Star Wars. Snarky this is something ass. That goes.
Set your phaser to fun.
International. Exactly.
Phaser to fun.
Okay. Little aside. Did either of you guys see the shot of somebody posted a picture of a Star Trek box set with the little security thing around it?
No.
That's right over Picard's face.
Oh, so it's like
the
Bane?
Whole thing in the Bane voice.
Yeah, it was like Bane. Yeah,
I
it was
amazing. Seen that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I but, like that.
So, when you look, I would go so far as to say prequels were the kickoff point to everything you've got. Like,
you're right. Yeah.
You needed George to open the door again.
Yep.
Well, you had to
actually care about
you had to add the generation. To have fans who had the kids for the Disney purchase.
But it
you
also, I think it did crack the pop culture. Resurgence of nerdistry and
you say that, but when it's Disney, once they come in, they're going back to us.
No,
grew up on the original.
Yeah, you're right.
Of course, but you need
and like, they're soaking DJ. In fact,
oh god,
yeah,
it's not that bad.
I co-signed the loan. He's gonna be fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not worried about anything.
No.
The sand speeder looks great in the backyard.
What looks
fits
great
in the entire backyard?
What does
the sand speeder looks great?
Yeah. Full-size AT-AT on the dock. No.
The best thing is if you're across the lake, you can actually see the Wampa. It's between the two trees.
I mean, the prequels do have, they have some things that are okay.
It's, I don't think you get to, so you look at the Star Wars convention, this fandom now and how it's expanded, right? This is international. Mm-hmm. We're not doing a little con in the US. Last year was in England.
Japan.
Next year's Japan.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And these things sell out day in
seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Like we were talking about, we were supposed to go to the Anaheim one that got screwed up during the
pandemic.
Yeah, during the snap.
I've never. I don't know. Heard
it didn't.
That.
It didn't thin the herd as much as I was hoping.
I know.
No, I was hoping. Yeah.
I kept.
Yeah.
No,
it's not working.
At least another 10%. Yeah. But no, when you look at these things, these are week long events.
Yeah.
All encompassing, and they can take it wherever they want to in the world. Yeah. I've heard rumors of Australia, like. And it kind of makes me a little sad that the snap happened, because that was probably the one opportunity. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're never going to Japan for it. We're not going to go over to the UK for it.
No, of course
not. That was the one where you had her at the perfect age where
I've never been to one. I'm dying to go to one.
I've never been.
I'm dying to go.
I will say, though,
Comic-Con.
The one good thing that came out of that is if you have tickets, you get access to the store early.
Mm-hmm.
And that stupid exclusive pop figure, they came with an Obi-Wan
Ghost figure. Yeah, back when people cared about pops.
Exactly. I came home from a little story, looking for new golf clubs. I came home one day. Harley looks at me. She's like, "Dad, you got the money for your clubs?" I'm like, "How?" "I just sold the Star Wars Celebration pop." I'm like, "What did you get for?" Like, "Five something." She bought me my set of golf clubs off of the one pop that we paid like $15 for.
That is a score.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So. The story had a happy ending.
It did. It did. No, I hope they go back to Anaheim, especially now with the new DVC lodging and everything, easier to get rooms.
Well, let's talk about this. Have you considered going out for one of the Star Wars nights at Disneyland?
Yes. It just hasn't. The problem with those is, here's the biggest problem with those. They announced them too close.
Too tight.
It's too tight for us to get rooms.
To try to do DVC.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the biggest problem. I mean, I can't do it. Obviously, I couldn't do it this year. But like, if you ever wanted to go, I'm down.
I've looked at it. I'd love to go to one, but it's the same thing, right? It's just so tight to when you'd have to book.
You got to book a couple back-to-back nights and just hope. And then if not, pull the points in and go to Ford or something.
Exactly. Or you need luck to be able to get a studio for a one night kind of thing.
Yeah. You need to like look at the calendar and guess and try to get a couple little chunks, three day chunks.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, could be done, obviously.
Oh, sure.
They do them every year. So if you want to take a crack at it next year, I'm definitely down.
They do a nice job out there.
Yeah, I love Disneyland.
It still upsets me that they never put the Star Wars Hotel out there. How they were going to set it up there,
it was going to be killer.
Made so much more sense than...
It was going to be awesome.
The one in Disney World was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it. How it was going to be set down there, right in downtown Disney with the monorail going right into Tomorrowland. Like, you got the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was well done.
I've never done Star Wars Celebration or Disney Nights, but like I've done, like I said, when they bought Disney, I did every movie premiere at Walt Disney World. So like, obviously Force Awakens, it was massive.
Yeah.
It was like a whole party. Warwick Davis was there, whatever. It was crazy. It got a little less as it went on, but still. But no, there were good things that came out of the prequels. I mean, we got probably the best Star Wars video game out of the prequels, the pod racing game for Nintendo 64.
That was fun.
That game was killer. It's so good.
I've always had trouble with the Star Wars games. A lot of them, I buy them religiously. It's like I build up enough scar tissue that I forget how shitty the last one was to buy the next one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, still not fun.
I haven't
played any since, was it Dark Forces 2?
Yeah. Which you can still get. They just recaptured it.
I loved those.
Yeah. Up until like the last two, the Cal Kestis ones, the Jedi Survivor ones, which are great. It was tough for a while there, but pod racing was this like shining beacon.
On Nintendo 64? Mm-hmm. That was actually pretty fun.
It was better than Mario Kart actually, 64.
Yeah.
Honestly, I still swear, like going to the Lego Star Wars games, I have more fun screwing around with those.
The Lego games are awesome.
When you get like the entire Star Wars saga, you get all nine movies that you're playing through. Yeah. It's mindless. I know it's just button mashing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it's fun. Those are unique.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you guys see all three prequels in the theaters?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them all in the theaters.
I don't think there were options. That's true. You watched them contemporaneously, yep. which I used to do once upon a time. Yeah,
it's true. Because even like when, even after 3 came out, like that stuff didn't hit DVD until like 4 or 5 months.
And there wasn't
Netflix, there wasn't any of that stuff. So you were so out of the loop if you didn't go to the theater.
Now, think about this. The prequels, if I'm remembering correctly, was also the same time frame as all the special editions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, so if we're going to go way back in Machine Kids, you're looking at things like, you're buying movies, VHS, you're getting all those in grocery stores.
How's it going?
How's he doing?
Happy Free Comic Day. Yeah.
There would be actual standees in things like a Shaw's or a Stop and Shop to buy these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was everywhere.
And they were hard to find.
Oh my God, yes.
They were everywhere and you couldn't get your hands on them. The one that was it the silver? Silver was widescreen, gold was letterbox, right?
We talked about this last episode, the number of different mediums that have bought Sandman in and the different versions. Yep. Star Wars.
Oh God, it's disgusting.
It's Star Wars and The Godfather, probably. Like every re-release of this thing.
Yeah.
Like I swear I'm not upgrading. Oh my God, they got the Skywalker saga on Blu-ray plus behind the scenes disc that comes in this gorgeous book with all the artwork. Okay, sure. One more time.
I broke down with the 4K steelbooks. That's what got me.
Yep. Got those. It's
and they look great in 4K.
It's crazy. I mean, I still have my original like Columbia House VHS that I got back when I was in high school. All that stuff. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I guess they did some, I don't know if I heard they did a little bit of tweaking on the Phantom Menace. I don't know. Maybe they just remastered some stuff. But
there's always some. It's funny how much crap George got for playing with it.
Yeah.
And now all people beg for are director's cuts.
Of course.
I want to see the alternate takes. I want to see what else.
Yep.
But for some reason, George is vilified.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but I'm taking at it. Why not? Give him a shot.
What do you think was like the worst part
of the
prequels?
I mean, frankly, as a relatively smart, well-educated, well-read person,
which you are,
the frickin' Trade Federation, like, I'm sorry, that was almost impenetrable as context to set up the tension and what have you. Like, fully understanding it, I get it. It was just such a strange choice from my perspective.
Midichlorians.
Midichlorians, total bullshit. All right, I'm with you.
You took something foundational that needed no explanation. Like, we had accepted it as fact.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's the opposite and then you're of the Horde of Owls or Rogue One.
Then you're trying to explain it. You're adding context to something that didn't doesn't need context.
But it's bad context and stupid, and then you drop it.
Yeah.
Plus, you remember that one of the scenes where he's talking about midichlorians, he's using what's obviously a lady's razor?
Yeah, it was a Lady Bic painting.
Right, yeah. Mm. Like, I like co-opting industrial design into products and stuff, but one that's so obviously something.
It was a Lady Bic with two resistors on
the top. Yeah, I'm like, this is dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, midichlorians, and then, next.
It was. Well, for me, it was that, and like the whole Anakin arc, I think, was this. I think the Anakin character was, I mean, obviously, like the first one, you had to, you hired a little kid, it had to be right.
Yeah,
right?
That's different, yeah.
But it was just written.
It gave you the greatest poster.
It did. The greatest poster.
The best Star Wars poster. Sean
has zero appreciation for, by the way.
No. So what DJ's referencing is he did a test poster for one of, you know, I probably would have been this episode.
This episode, yeah.
I think he'll probably still use it. But the original version had my face over Jake Lloyd's body. And then the shadow on the Tatooine building behind me
was a giant penis. It was.
And I vetoed it. I'm sorry.
It was breathtaking artwork.
If anybody's listening.
It was my Mona Lisa. My sorry night.
Just know if anybody's listening, I use the same code that's used in Spaceballs for all of my passwords. So if you want to hack and get a copy, come on in. If this happens to leak out on the internet.
Oh God.
No, but
we're good for it.
The whole the Anakin stuff was written poorly, and from what you always heard, like in, you know, what then was the extended universe stuff with the novels and the comics and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't think they made Anakin that good before he became Vader. He always, like, Anakin's like this, like, crazy prodigy. I understand, like, as a kid, he flew the spaceship, but he wasn't, like, I expected him, like, especially, like, once we got to, like, 2 in the Clone Wars, to just be this absolute friggin' wrecking ball. And he just never really was. It kind of cheapened the Vader character to me a little bit.
It did. I understand what you mean. I never really thought about it like that. But I think so much of it was set by the Jake Lloyd and the bad writing.
It was written in the first so poorly. And two,
that, if, yeah.
I don't know. I think you just stretched the taffy a little bit. You didn't need three movies to get there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And the turn, you know, leading to the killing of the younglings and stuff, I don't think they really earned it.
You didn't
it.
Have to.
And you're right. Yeah. The weight of Vader, in that context, there should have been a lot more good and pain and strife before he just killed kids.
Yeah, but with that whole thing with the whole killing the kids, at least thankfully, Feige and Favreau fixed that with the scene they did in
Was it Ahsoka or
it wasn't it was Mando. It was Grogu getting rescued from the temple with Ahmed Best coming back as the Jedi character.
Yeah,
that scene was dope.
Yeah,
honestly, the same general story. I think they did a better job with the Knights of Ren.
Mm. Yeah,
and you kept it. You got the tight. Point across, and it was tight.
Yeah,
yeah.
We didn't need a movie and a half to build to this thing.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, that's actually, you know what, that is part of the complaints of the prequels for me is they stretched everything out.
Yeah.
Which I think is insulting to the audience before you then make it so stupid.
Yeah.
To begin with.
And then they kind of did himself a disservice because then they did the Clone War stuff.
Don't die.
Sorry. Did I get you?
DJ just attempted to both suck and breathe iced coffee.
Seriously, get you? It's okay. I'm sorry.
I don't think you actually did, but maybe you did.
Epilepsy's a bitch.
You don't have it. Oh, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did we reveal that previously?
No, it's a HIPAA violation.
It's not a HIPAA violation.
It is. It's totally a HIPAA violation.
It would be HIPAA violation for me to reveal it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Except for the fact that I'm not a signed medical professional and I don't know anything.
I have a chronic cough disorder that's a form of epilepsy.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Mm. I have to buy Chris and Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. How'd we get the sub sandwiches? Ooh, coughing epilepsy.
Well, they're delicious.
You don't like a nice sandwich?
I like a sandwich.
Sandwiches are good. Hello. So,
Irish word for sandwich is capra.
Snacks?
Something like that. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Clone Wars cartoon has a better prequel arc than the movies did. So if they just had skipped over
all that
and just did the Clone Wars story, it probably would have been better. Mm. I don't think you needed to do Kid Anakin. You could just start it off with three. Or started with Clone Wars and then went into three.
I mean, I don't mind the fact that they exist. I think they have aged better.
I do agree.
They have
that.
Aged better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
They were unnecessary. Yeah. You had already accepted all of the backstory. You could have gone right into seven.
Yeah.
I know he always had the grand 1 through 9.
Yeah.
But if he'd wanted to start at the beginning, he could have started at 1.
Yeah. No,
I think you could have done it.
And even back then, my thing was just do the Timothy Zahn books instead. Like,
yeah, I haven't read those since
me neither,
teenager.
But still killer. They were amazing. Yeah.
I do remember, I know it's not Timothy Zahn, but I remember Splinter of the Mind's Eye, and which was Alan Dean Foster, I think. And that was one of my first experiences of world building fiction or universe extension. I really, really liked that.
Dark Empire was good too.
Yep.
So there was, and that's probably too, is like, I think that's why Disney kind of kiboshed the expanded universe stuff is because if you're going to release crappy stories, make sure there's no better ones out there for $4.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's part of it. Waning interest.
Yeah.
Plays a part.
That's true.
They got their money back. I mean, Disney, it was very much, they acquire IP.
Yep. They made that in BB-8 lollipops.
The fact that people want to bitch about how it ended, they're the same people that ate up the fact that 7 was essentially 4 with new characters.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty.
But that's the best part. Star Wars at its very core is just good and evil. It is the most simplistic story.
Good and evil. Jake and Johnny. Johnny and Jake.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man in white, man in black.
They're both in black.
That's really what it is. So when you start... Unfortunately, when you start trying to add
Jake
context,
and Johnny should be 3PO and R2 for Halloween. It would be amazing.
You're going to get Johnny in an R2 suit?
Oh, yes.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that We're talking about Jake and Johnny, two of the proprietors of the Hall of Comics in Westboro, Massachusetts.
Tell me if they were Star Wars characters, Jake wouldn't be C-3PO.
Jake would absolutely be C-3PO.
Ooh, there we go.
What?
Jake is Chris is Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, and what about Manoli?
Chris is a Death Sticks guy.
Nah. Can Manoli be the Emperor?
Manoli should be the Emperor.
Yeah, Manoli.
He's the shadowy figure in the back.
He's actually Palpatine.
There we go.
There you go.
We'll find out his origin story later.
What was your what was your favorite prequel movie?
I mean, I gotta say the third one.
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
It all comes down to the.
It was the one
you could have showed me whatever you wanted for the previous 5 hours and 45 minutes.
Yep.
And as long as you gave me that ending. Yep. I forgive all of it.
So I actually I did like the Obi-Wan Anakin fight on the lot. Like
this pieces I like.
Yeah.
Some of the Darth Maul stuff I enjoyed.
Yeah. There's some
good the biggest thing was unnecessary. You were trying to explain things that had already been accepted.
Oh yeah.
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 You didn't need to add context to any of that stuff.
Yeah. Agreed.
You never needed to meet the parents. Like that kind of
and you broke some.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't have to. We knew they were orphaned, right? We knew the whole thing. You already knew the Luke and Leia. Like, you didn't need any backstory for that because that was part of
and
the mythos.
You even, like, you know, talk about like all the bitchy fans and the gatekeepers. Like, think about like the Quirks cartoon. Wait, why did Obi-Wan say that Yoda trained him? But in the movie, he didn't, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, happy free comic day.
Hello, happy May the 4th be with you.
Also with you.
You Catholic
still
boy.
Still very busy here at the store.
Yeah.
Very busy.
No.
Yeah, steady actually, we're seeing a lot of good traffic. I really like it. It's good morning.
Oh, Mello. Morning.
Oh, yeah, afternoon.
The afternoon.
I'm slow.
Oh, okay.
I've been sitting here a long time.
Look at that.
I forget what we're talking about.
We were talking about Star Wars. Didn't need to meet the parents.
Yeah, although for
or the Trade Federation.
I mean, because of the
Jimmy Smits and Baylor Gunn, I love.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Because of the age difference, I obviously did not mind meeting the mom at all. Because
18-year-old Padme.
Padme was right in my wheelhouse when I was in high school.
Yep. So. Yeah, she's still in my wheelhouse.
All-time looker. Natalie Portman. So.
She needs a cheeseburger. Somebody's got to take her out for a cheeseburger.
I'm fairly shallow, so most
fairly?
Of it, fairly?
Fairly.
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 Absolutely shallow.
A Farrelly?
Yeah.
Of the Rhode Island Farrellys?
Yes. So, yeah. So, but anyway.
Fairly shallow, the DJ Gove story.
That's actually not.
Wasn't that a song in A Star Is Born?
Yes. But still, it's pretty crazy that 25 years ago, and we're still here talking about it, and it's back in theaters.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's crazy.
It's honestly, it's a staying power of those first three.
Yeah.
Oh,
that trilogy
absolutely.
Is going to live on forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which also, I mean, it's more than what it was, and they were distillation of archetypes in human history and fiction. But it was the blockbuster, the
which is sci-fi. Perfect for Disney to own, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They've retconned everybody else's
stories. Absolutely. Good point.
That is true.
But yeah, you're right. This is all built of, though, if you'd talked to us after Empire, after Return of the Jedi, and talked about May the 4th being Star Wars Day and being here, you know, I mean, hell, we're closing in on 50 years since the actual original Star Wars.
77?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're within spitting distance of the literal half century mark of these movies. And that's, you know, it really does go back to that. Like, I wouldn't have believed that we would be sitting on top of this much Star Wars product and stories and stuff back then, because we had a dearth for a long time.
And that's the power of the Disney sale, right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to be there forever. You had pent-up demand, and God bless them. They know how to hit right into that fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and nobody cared that, you know, The Force Awakens was essentially A New Hope, Part 2. It didn't matter. We're just going to flip it. It's going to be a girl. And we're done. Cute robot. Let's go.
You know what? I liked 7 better than I liked 1 for a variety of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Even though... Right.
Again, your guys.
But
you brought your toys back.
But I liked that was actually produced and shot. Was it Abrams did the first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Produced and shot in modern sensibility technology. There was a lot more practical, a lot more, unlike the episode one, packing every every bit of the frame with CGI stuff. That there was a lot more scope to it. I didn't mind the retread of a lot of the fundamentals.
How much of that do you think is 20 years of technology? So you didn't bump into it. It looked more natural.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Even though the screen was still filled with all of it. It's
yeah. But if you look at it, it's natural. Not the same busy, not in every frame. There's a lot more space. Like the stuff with Ray
helps when you go back to the desert.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
That
you get
setting,
the scope.
Exactly.
You get that.
The expanse.
That also lets you get the crash star destroyers. Like, I love that scale.
That imagery.
Yeah, that imagery.
You're seeing the remains of that war.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, we don't use war. It's like Vietnam. It was a conflict.
Conflict.
Nah, war is war.
Okay.
Not if they don't label it that way.
It was a police action. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go into Mount Fanmore.
Mount Fanmore.
So we're going to do the Mount Fanmore of prequel characters. This can be any character that appears in the prequels, even if they're in the original stuff. It's just the version of it.
So I have to remember the characters from the prequels. Well, I mean, I'll throw up Padme.
Okay, yep.
And I mean, geez, I don't know. Maul, Darth Maul.
Okay, yep.
Right.
It's funny. I didn't bring any of the old characters in.
Okay. I have Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
Because you went from like a bit part.
Yeah. Yeah. Ewan McGregor and that era Obi-Wan was it's worth consideration.
Now that you guys brought that up, that's one of the things I bumped up.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you didn't have his backstory.
I didn't like
that's
right.
One, the show
yeah.
did
yeah.
nothing. I don't need to see him working menial jobs as he wandered away from like yeah. that bothered
cutting
the shit
fish
out of him.
Or whatever the hell that was.
Like the fact that there's this guy that's in hiding in a cave.
Yeah.
Because he had to run away.
Yeah, you're right.
We're talking
about Mount Fanmore of the unnecessary, right? To be fair, in your context, we don't need any of this.
Yeah.
So in that context, you still have to put people
He's
up on the mountain.
He's still a key character, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll allow it for consideration.
Oh, God, yeah, no.
I got
put him on the list.
Mace Windu, the man who made
Mace
the purple
is there.
Lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Jango Fett.
I mean, we already talked about them all. I think you can put Grievous on there.
Okay.
Just for cool
sure,
fact.
Sure.
I put just because cool
I don't think it's going to make it, but no, I like the imagery.
Just because there were some really cool designs for some of the Jedi characters. I put Kit Fisto, who's like the big.
Sure.
Looks like the baby from Men in Black.
Yeah, he's not going to make it.
But, no.
But you're right. Yep.
My favorite character was Watto.
Watto?
Watto was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's never going to make it.
No, never going to make it.
He's entertaining.
I mean, Jar Jar should be considered.
Hey, I'll die on Mount Jar Jar.
Really?
Yes. He's aged incredibly well.
We put Boss Nass on there, too?
Boss Nass does not go on the mount. He'd take up three of the spots.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like we're missing. I mean, Qui-Gon doesn't belong up there, but...
Doesn't want
what? But who
trouble
am I forgetting?
You're having is because they're all unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's why this is what you're bumping up against, right? So you don't need any
Mount
of them
meh more.
To enjoy the actual core of.
Completely true. Yeah.
They're not at the heart of Star Wars. They're fun. I don't mind.
Anakin's mom. What's her name? Shmi? No, she doesn't go on. No.
Shmi Skywalker is not going on the Mount anymore.
We've talked about this on a previous, it might have been last year or before.
Yep.
There's two things that came out of it. One, the last like minute and a half, and two, the first poster.
Yeah.
It's the best Star Wars poster. The imagery of the child, the Vader shadow. It might be the best poster.
Yeah.
It might be the best movie poster of all
they
time.
They nailed it.
It's certainly
so simple.
Yeah.
I still have it.
This is one that I like.
I'm going to date myself here.
Mm-hmm. Some of us have only
going
had that
back,
option for years.
I feel bad for you. Going back to the old Prince Plus days, like this is one I bought and had framed.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the wall. I still have it framed at home.
Yeah.
Like I adored that poster.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's just the simplistic imagery.
It also goes back to before we saw the prequel.
And then I saw the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the idea that the child becomes Vader. And then it's like,
And it was different too because it was I think it was the first non-Struzan Star Wars poster you ever saw.
Is that true?
No,
there were others like the
not in America. There wasn't.
No, I mean, the original Star Wars poster was...
that wasn't a Struzan.
What's some brothers?
Struzan came back in... Struzan did all the special editions.
Oh, yeah. Tradition. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an age thing, too. Like,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of the ones that we saw, no, the hand paint, like the one I have in my theater room, that wasn't a Struzan.
Oh, okay.
He came in after. He did all of the special editions.
Okay, so I'll say... So like a, yep, like a, yep. It was the first, like, non... It was the first
any photo of your poster. Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Star Wars posters?
Yeah.
Those are all Struzans.
Right, right.
It's a good way
those
to
those are all them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
how I want to see Star Wars Bohemian Rhapsody. Might have to go right back to the
epic,
Muppets.
Epic.
Okay. All right, we don't have very many suggestions here.
No, so that's it's hard.
Yeah,
I mean, you get Django.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're introduced to young Boba.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you get pieces, but that's another one where
didn't need it.
I'm going to put Tarful on there. Tarful is the head of the Wookiees from episode 3. He was cool looking.
So he's the guy that...
You can't put somebody up on the mountain that I literally don't recognize.
When we're in the ride.
Or remember.
No, he was the coolest looking Wookiee. It's an action figure thing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard. I don't mind that they exist because obviously George doesn't care. But it's hard to pick.
I'm going to put the pit droids on there. The little... Things that was like the Pixar lamp that fixed the pod racers.
I mean, one of the coolest visuals you have is just the clones. Just the army of clones.
Yeah.
What about Sebulba? Sebulba was kind of dope.
Yeah.
Which one's Sebulba? Why am I having trouble?
The pod racer villain, the one that like
jumps. Oh, right. Yeah. It's because I kind of confuse him with Watto in some ways, even though it's different. That's the same same time frame for me. Yeah, I mean
it's a struggle. I mean, Samuel L. was like really the highlight.
Yeah.
Shit. If I'm going with one of the cooler things from the prequels, I'd probably have to throw Yoda on there.
Mm.
Just to see Yoda, you know, 100 years younger, being able to fight a little bit.
Yeah.
That was cool when I remember like in the theater, like
actually seeing when Yoda, him
like,
bounce around.
Yoda whips like the row open, like basically like an old Westerner and shows like the gat off basically.
Was that the second? Was that
it was the second
Attack of the Clones when he fought with Dooku and did the flippy?
Yeah. And then like then he lands and goes back to the cane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That the theater went
superhero landing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The theater went ballistic for that scene.
God. Sorry, George.
Yeah.
We're trying.
I think so. I think you're going. So I think you're going Windu and Yoda, right?
Well, hold on. You're lifting those straight up without discussion.
Okay, so let's go through the list. Obi-Wan, Windu, Maul, Jango, Padme, Bail Organa, Kit Fisto, Grievous, Watto, Jar Jar, Tarful, cross off the pit droids, the clones, and Yoda. I'll cross off Kit Fisto. I hate General Grievous.
I'm not a Grievous fan. Yeah.
I'm just trying to name characters.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
Jar Jar's gone.
I mean,
all Gungans are gone.
All the
Gungans are gone. Wait, you took Jar Jar off?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jar Jar basically caused the entire friggin' thing.
You know what, though?
He almost killed the universe.
You know what, though?
He belongs.
We can all name Jar Jar off the top of our heads. We're scraping.
Jar Jar goes on the mountain, right?
If you're talking a character that is...
Lasting effect, right?
Lasting effect in those movies.
Have a
good one.
It's hard, regardless of whether you hate him.
Everybody kind of my justification, knows Jar Jar, right? Yeah.
Okay.
And then
or indifferent.
To me, Darth Maul has to be on there. He's
I would put Maul. He's cool. Absolutely. Partly because that head up on a mountain
looks dope, right?
Yeah.
But
right?
Also, like,
he's got horns.
Yeah.
Darth Maul was I think he's the best Star Wars. He's the coolest Star Wars.
Darth Maul anchors certainly that movie. Like, I liken him to why I loved Boba Fett. Right.
Yeah, 100%.
There's a look. There's a you don't need the backstory. You need it's like a badass.
It's the face that sold a million toys. Like that's what drew you in for that movie.
That was like,
but also
that was a card back.
Yeah. But also Ray Park, like the fluid martial arts fuel. I mean, he was literally a physical badass, right?
Complete
beast. Boba Fett was a badass because of his armor and his quiet.
Yeah, that three way fight scene where he's taking both of them. It's
So that's, you know.
Yeah. And also, like, the other thing, too, is I know not so much for you, but, like, the Darth Maul going forward into the Clone Wars, into Rebels, the story arc
yeah,
with him was friggin' insane, though.
All right. So I think Jar Jar and Maul are on there.
Yeah. Okay. I would put both of those up there.
So Maul and Jar Jar?
So that leaves us, we've got two slots, and who is still remaining on the list?
Obi-Wan Kenobi, Mace Windu, Jango Fett, Padme, Bail Organa, Watto, the pit droids, the clones, and Yoda.
You know the soft spot I have for Jules Winfield. So
yeah.
Jules is a Jedi.
Yeah. I think
it's like,
I find that plausible.
I don't want blue. I don't want green.
I want purple. Yeah. So I'm good with that.
Mace. We got one spot left. We go in Obi-Wan, Padme, or Yoda, basically.
I mean, for me, I say Padme in the white outfit from the
From Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Not you laugh. It's not just because it's hot. It's because
it's scorching hot.
It's scorching hot. But it's also the thing.
It harkens that, imagery of Leia.
That's what it is.
That's what it is for me, right?
It gives you oh, that's where the attitude came from.
Yes. Like, that's the stage for Leia. That's actually,
that's a good point.
Of all your useless, not necessary stuff, that scene, not the her as the princess, it's her as the, I recognize this spirit, this look, this attitude,
like,
from the escape from the Death Star.
I know that
prison,
resting bitch
right?
face. Where did that come from?
Yes, right? Yeah. So I actually, and that is prequels only, right? So that, like.
No, you're right. On top of the fact that, again, scorching hot.
Yeah.
Smoke show. But yeah,
You seem dubious, Chris.
I've always had a tough relationship with Natalie Portman because she was one of those people that you found her hot before it was right to find her hot.
Oh, yes.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Beautiful Girls?
She's
haven't. Like 15, yeah. 14, the 15 or something.
Yeah. Well, it's again, we're the same age. So.
It's weird. Yeah. It
was always in my wheelhouse, so I don't have that problem.
She was always one of those ones that they kind of played with that line a little bit, but no, I get it for the layer imagery and the tie-in there.
Yeah, I mean,
I
love that. That's pure prequels, and Jar Jar, we've discussed, I think he belongs there, but she is something that we only get from the prequels, I think actually does add to the character of Leia and the future.
Now that you say that the smartest bit of imagery they probably created in the entire prequels is probably that, and it comes in the worst part of the worst movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
there's a little bit of that massive unnecessary scale CGI in that scene.
Oh yeah,
God, the robot factory and all that stupid stuff they did.
There's, I mean, so it's like I'm watching a shitty video game at high resolution.
The flying monkeys.
Oh, it's very much, very much video game type graphics. Yeah,
and they did do that video game actually. For PlayStation 1, they basically had that entire fight as a video game.
Yeah. I mean, Grievous is a good example of, in concept, I like it. I like some of the execution, the whirling.
Static imagery looks better of Grievous.
Yeah.
Yeah, an asthmatic.
I think the choice to have him coffee asthmatic, I'm like, this is dumb.
The other thing, too, is like, where the hell did he come from? Like, it was like, it's just like, why?
Yeah. That's, you know,
you designing set
that, pieces. That could be the overarching theme of the whole thing. Why?
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 Why? It's. I mean, I think you nailed it.
Make that the title of the episode.
Why?
The prequels. Why? May the Fourth be with you.
No, I already made the closure. We went with Gungan style.
Yeah. Gungan style. There you go. Yeah.
Again, I will never complain about having more, and it doesn't all have to be for everybody. Yep. It just, in terms of the larger, it wasn't needed.
I agree. Okay. So what are we left with, DJ? What's up on the
best
Fandmore
prequel characters? We have Darth Maul, Mace Windu, Padme Amidala, and... Jar Jar Binks.
I actually feel good about that.
I think Jar Jar is the strongest of the four.
But I actually, given how crappy I felt about us generating the list, those four, not bad.
Yeah. No,
I feel good about it.
I'm okay with it.
I mean, Jar Jar is, he's eternal because of whether it's the good or the wrong reason.
Hey, man, it also captures.
Like love him or hate him. You're not going to be able to separate Jar Jar from those.
It also captures a little bit of what Ahmed Best went through, what Jake Lloyd went through, Hayden Christensen, right? A little bit of that, the abuse that humans took
because of these movies. But then those kids all grew up, and when Ahmed
Best. And DJ's the bad guy? Yeah.
When Ahmed Best came back around, he was at Rhode Island Comic Con last year. That room was packed for him.
Yeah. And he's
standing out. I was happy when he came back
long
in Mando.
Time. Yeah.
With that character, you know?
I love the fact that there's a little piece in the back of Hayden's head that is taking great joy in overcharging all these people that used to bitch about 100%. Him for autographs.
Oops. Yeah.
Like, and now you all want it. Give me your $400.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, the thing with Hayden, too, is like, I don't think it was all his fault. I mean,
no.
No, no. It was not.
Hayden's not a terrible actor. There's other stuff that I've seen him in that I've enjoyed him.
Oh, but he's like, a fine actor. He was given Jumper some was of the good. Driest Jumper
was
BS. Very good.
And what was the, there was another movie he was in when he was like a surgeon or something like that, and something fucked up.
It's
happened.
Fine. It's but it goes to show you how a toxic fan base can actually ruin like, somebody's career.
Mm-hmm. But again, too, I think the biggest part of the Anakin stuff was it was written poorly, because once Filoni started writing the cartoons and Matt took over the voice, the Anakin character in Clone Wars is phenomenal. And then when you even get into, you know, Ahsoka, when Hayden came back in that sequence, oh my God, I almost got teary eyed. It was so good.
Yeah. You don't get to Dave though.
Oh,
unless you have the It's Dave's stuff is fan fiction.
I'm saying everything that was wrong with Anakin Skywalker could get fixed by just someone else taking a crack at it.
Sure.
That's all.
Yep.
And it happened to everyone. Even like, you know, even Stan Lee, you know, we're in a comic book store. Some of his stuff got stale till other people took a crack at Spider-Man.
Oh, you have to. Yeah.
You know, it's
you have to. That's, I mean,
different set of
talking about a Snyder. They may have even stayed a little bit too long.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they were smart enough to get out.
They did Death Metal, right?
I didn't hate Death Metal. Almost acted as a story.
Yeah.
Now we're completely segueing.
Yeah.
As a story for, hey, Greg, tell me everything you ever wanted to draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, go nuts.
Yeah. That's I'm saying true. It always helps to cycle in and out of stuff. And eventually we're going to get to the point where someone be like, okay, someone else take a crack at someone, tell Phone to go take a break, and someone else take a, you know, someone who's probably 10 or 12 years old now in 15 years, hey, take a crack at this real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what's going to be interesting is as we're looking back at, you know, 25 years since Phantom Menace and close to 50 years since the original Star Wars, we're also hitting a point where AI is going to start being a big piece of creation, which could be really interesting in a bunch of different ways. I don't know what I'm saying, good and bad. But you talk about a 12-year-old now creating in the future, the tools that'll be wielded, the separation between talent and artistry and ability to produce is going interesting ways. I've created amazing things. I did a sloth riding into the sunset on a unicorn the other day that looked so good.
It's pretty funny that you could be like, hey, AI, fix the Phantom Menace script and make it better. And it's the exact same script, and they just take out, I'm a person and my name is Anakin. The movie's already a million times better.
Yeah.
Just cut that one stupid line out, you know? Might save the whole thing. But anyway, everyone, that's epic.
I'm showing the sloth on a unicorn in the sunset.
That is something else.
Right? I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
I made this.
No, you didn't.
Exactly. That's my point.
It's like I got drunk and typed this into my computer, my laptop.
Now imagine
my confusion is, what would possess me to take 5 minutes out of my life to do it? I liked seeing it.
This was about 12 seconds.
I'm happy there's people like you that'll waste your time so I can view it.
I mean, that's what I do. Good morning. Sorry, afternoon. Yeah.
I would, now that
he could be in the next Star Wars movie.
It's true. So, the logical conclusion of this whole experiment is now you have to get that tattooed on your back.
Exactly.
I'm not getting anything tattooed
the
on
the size
my back.
Of the Affleck Phoenix. Full color.
Yep.
Girl thinks sexy. Skrullnik.
Skrullnik.
Yes.
Sloths are adorable.
I'm waving. Have you named your sloth?
I'd just like to give one more thanks to our gracious host for the day, the Hall of Comics in West Massachusetts. Once again, hallofcomics.com for all your comic book needs, dollar books, gold
thanks
and silver age.
Hosting us.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out for the day. Everything you do for us.
Thanks for taking our money
appreciate
every 2 weeks
it.
When we come pick up our books.
I'll be going to do that in a few minutes.
Yes, yes. Sean, you should go buy one just for old time's sake.
Not going to happen.
Of course not.
I,
how are you going to buy the kale if you buy comics?
That's true. That's
I'm
true.
Not even going to pick up free ones.
Adventure,
I have no place
excitement.
To store them.
Hey, Hogarty craves not these things.
No.
Hogarty craves getting rid of 15,000 comics, not gaining
I'll
one
make you an
more.
Offer. You probably won't like it, but I can make them go away for
I mean, I'm entertaining offers all the time.
There we go. If anyone wants to buy an entire run of Detective, basically from what, like from like 100 on?
Not 100 Detective, no. But I have both Detective and Batman.
He's old.
Completely solid back to like 1964 and pretty solid back to the late 50s. Like, yeah. You know,
it's impressive.
I mean, yeah. It's I have a pretty solid collection. I got a full run of Walking Dead, full run of Wonder Woman Volume 2.
Sandman.
Sandman full run.
Multiple number ones, if I
remember correctly. Yeah, I have a raw number one and a graded number one. Yeah. Actually, no, I may only have the graded number one. I'm not sure.
Just the graded now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have multiple Why the Last Man number ones.
Yeah. The hentai collection is pretty deep too, right?
I have no hentai. I don't even know what that would look like.
He has an entire run of the original Penthouse comics.
There we go.
I do not. There are no Penthouse comics that I'm aware of.
There are now.
There are. And they re-released them.
Yeah, really? Yeah, they released them.
Yeah, now they started back at issue one.
Yep.
That I've never heard of that.
No, they do. It's a larger format book and multiple stories.
That makes no sense to me.
Yep.
That's how Adam Hughes got a start there, didn't he?
Oh.
Pretty sure that he was
DJ's
doing
filled
that.
Up
my phone
camera.
Filled up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Sean's head.
Yeah.
That video
takes more.
No,
my head's
more.
Not on there. It's your fat head.
Yeah.
It takes 20% more bits.
Okay. So, yeah.
Can't handle this level of sexy.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, once again, thank you to the Hall for hosting us for today. Don't forget to follow FMN37 on Twitter, SoundCloud.
Happy Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Day. Yep. iHeartRadio.
May the 4th be with you.
Next time we record an episode, I will have had surgery.
Mm.
Knee surgery.
I'm thinking low C's.
Mm. Low C's.
High B's maybe?
Yeah.
What?
Top something size. Like that.
Oh, I am not going to have...
It's more of just a lift and firm. He's not trying to go any bigger.
No, no. God, you know,
Sean
gross.
Injured himself warming up. He has to get his knee replaced.
You know the joke was coming.
No, I didn't. I was totally
2024, Sean. Everything goes.
By surprise. Mm. I have learned that I've been wearing more, you know, getting a little bit smaller, wearing more form-fitting clothes, that I have a nipple problem. I'm just going to leave you
There's
right
five
there.
Of them. Like a mama cat. There's five of them in there.
The look on so Chris's face was so worth that entire line of discussion.
Can you ever have a nipple?
That is not the episode.
Excellent tease. Everyone tune in next week. I'll be discussing
John's problems.
Have a good night, everyone.
Later, kids.
Bye.